Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I just want to take it in, because after today it's going to be down for a while, but this is so beautiful. The star, all these signs of God's love, of God's incarnation, of the brightness and light of the star Epiphany, the wise men coming, the Jesus is born to Mary and Joseph, Jesus is born to Israel, but Jesus is born for all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles. I love these signs. This is magic. And when my kids were smaller, my sons, we lived in McCandless, and we had signs around our neighborhood. Young families, when a child was born, it'd be a stork, and it's a boy, it's a girl, it's, oh, a new baby is born, we'd be so excited. In fact, when Joan's mom and dad were alive at their house, they had a flagpole, and they had the American, beautiful American flag. But also, they'd take that down, and when somebody in the family had a baby, people would watch. If there's a blue flag or a pink flag, it's, oh, one of Louis's grandchildren had a baby. You know, signs, they're wonderful. God gives us signs too, and some very special signs that we call sacraments. These are signs that God says, to do this, go baptize, make disciples. This is my body, this is my blood, do this. There's the command of Jesus. There's water. There's wine and bread. There are earthly elements and the promise. You are a child of God. You receive the body and blood of Christ for forgiveness and holy union with God. These are wonderful. And today, we look especially at baptism. At the beginning of the Epiphany season, which started January 6th, it's a holy day. And we look at Jesus' baptism, and there are signs here, things to help us understand the wonder of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but also the wonder of what God does for us in Jesus Christ in our own baptism. Our baptism to God. These are important signs. And it's important that we know what's going on here, because I think sometimes we take it for granted. That's why I ask all of you, know the date of your baptism. Look at, if you have pictures, or if your parents or godparents are still around, ask them, what happened on my baptism day? It's so important, because we're going to talk more about, when we look at Jesus' baptism, what that all, is all significant of and what that really means. Now, the first thing to ask today is, why was Jesus baptized by John? I mean, John's baptism was for repentance, for forgiveness of sins. And we know from Hebrews that Jesus was like us in every way. The same temptations we have, Jesus had. The same life struggles we have, Jesus experienced. But he did not sin. He kept in touch with God. So why was he baptized? Why do you think he was baptized? Because he loves us. He became a baby, vulnerable little baby who needed to be fed and changed the diapers and kept warm and nurtured and talked to, kissed and hugged. And in baptism, he enters into our human, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to the world. Love the world in what we are, in our situation, does not stop Jesus Christ. He became one of us in all aspects of our lives. So we can sing one of my favorite hymns, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me. Well, today we can sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for his baptism tells me so. There's nothing that I or you can do that will stop his love for us. And he entered into us. And his baptism becomes a model for our life in Christ. Because Christ went under the waters, it came out. And as St. Paul said, we can die and rise with Christ every day. My ego, when I ease God out, E-G-O, my ego can be drowned with Christ. I can ask for forgiveness like we did in confession and rise forgiven. Just like the new snow, a new soul, new forgiveness from God. Like start all over again. What a joy and gift that is. So let's look at what happened at Jesus' baptism. Three main things. One, heaven's opened. Two, the Holy Spirit entered like bodily form, in like a dove. And three, a voice. So one, heaven's opened. Well, literally in the Greek, it wasn't just the heavens opened. The heavens were torn open. The separation between us and God was torn open. And God came to us in Jesus Christ. And there's intimacy now. If you're saying, where's the Messiah? And our Jewish friends are still looking for the Messiah. I said, here he is. He's here. There he is. In baptism with us in Jesus Christ. The Messiah has come. And Paul teaches us that something radically different happened. This, O come, Emmanuel, God with us, happened. God is with us. Before his baptism, before Jesus was incarnate and became one of us, it was like Almighty God, God Most High, and there was a sacrifice to get God's attention. Now God comes to us, into our lives in Jesus Christ, and there's a newness and there's an intimacy with God that is not there. In fact, St. Paul says we can now call God not God Most High, El Shaddai, or Elohim. We could call God Abba. Abba. It doesn't mean that God sings, my, at Waterloo, Napoleon did surrender. No, not that Abba. Abba meaning daddy. God loves us. We can say Papa, Mama. Like when Jesus said, Our Father, we pray that. Luther said in the catechism, it's like jumping in God's lap and he can hug us and love us. This changed our view of God. At baptism in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, heaven opens and we can pray, we can hear, and God responds. Intimacy with God. The church fathers and mothers said, one of the biggest sins we commit is to think God's not there. When we pray, like, God's not listening. God's there. God's there in his baptism. In fact, one of my favorites, my bookmark I have in my Bible at home. This is a quote from St. Athanasius, the great patriarch of Alexandria, Egypt. Eastern Orthodox people love him. He says, he became what we are so that he might make us what he is. Wow! Think about that. He became what we are so he can make us what he is. More godlike. Not like God, but like love and peace and humility and caring for one another. Jesus says in John's gospel, until now you've not asked me for anything. Ask in my name and you shall receive, and your joy will be complete. Think of that. God loves you that much. You're full of God's love, and God gives you his uncreated light, his glory in Jesus Christ. That should make you smile and jump for joy. I hope sometime it does for you. So, there was a wonderful Jesuit, but he was a German theologian, a Jesuit, Karl Rahner. And he said, the true Christians of the 21st century will be mystics. I mean, doctrine's important. Dogma's important, knowing that head stuff. But a mystic is somebody that knows. It's like when Joan and I put our fake fire on, which is nice, he's turned the gas on, and we cuddle and look at our Christmas decoration. We don't say a word. I know she loves me. And I think she knows I love her. Sometimes I don't act that way, but anyway, I do love you. But the same with God. He's with us. We can have quiet, be still, and know the presence of God. We can have that. That's the gift the heavens opened. To the second gift is that the Holy Spirit descended like a dove on him. The Holy Spirit didn't come like a raptor, like an eagle, or a hawk. It came like a dove, a vulnerable little bird, a loving little bird. It was gentle. It was caring, like a baby coming to us. Remember in the Bible, at the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, where creation, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, brooded. That's a bird word. That's like a mother hen broods over her chicks, and she sits and keeps them warm. Brooding is a sense of the strength, the power that comes from love, gentleness, humility, gracefulness, listening to the other person, not judging the other person. Like I've said many times before, in my bedroom I have a picture of an iceberg. When you see the other person, you only see the top of the iceberg. There's so much more to love and to care for and to try to understand where that person's coming from and to have compassion on that person. We were baptized into Christ. We too receive that same Holy Spirit that the dove that came on Jesus that came upon us. And to have that Spirit in our lives, in our hearts, it means we have Jesus in our hearts. What does St. Paul say? I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I, ego. Easy got up. Christ lives with me, in me. And that gives you a whole new perspective. A whole new perspective on everything. To look through Jesus Christ. Now, we can have the reality of God's outward opening to heavens, but also his inward in our lives, to feel his presence and to think about that presence of God in our lives, to be able to walk the walk and talk to, even when it's tough. It's a narrow road. It's easy to go along with the crowd. It's easy to just, I'm angry with you and I'm going to let you know how I feel. Well, you know, once the toothpaste out of the tube, man, it's hard to put it back in. But to know Christ ahead, let me count to 10. Maybe take your thoughts and prayers and anger to God and have God use that energy and to use it in you in ways that are constructive. Build relationships. Show forgiveness. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, God doesn't want you to be stupid. What did Jesus say? Be as innocent as a dove, but as wise as a serpent. He gave us a brain. He gave us a heart. Like I love, this month we're going to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. So, hard-headed, soft-hearted. Have the compassion in your heart that Jesus had. That's what the Holy Spirit. So the open heaven ripped apart. There's no separation anymore. And the descending like a dove in our hearts, the intimacy, the transcendence in the intimacy of God, both and, not either or. And the third sign, the third gift of the Holy Spirit, of baptism, is important. The voice. The voice that came from heaven. God speaks so that we should know that Jesus is the beloved Son, that Jesus is with whom God is well pleased. You know, when you read the Bible, there's only two times we get this direct thing from, usually we hear through Jesus or the Spirit works through other people. Two times we hear directly from God. One is at Jesus' baptism, beginning of the Epiphany season, and two is the Transfiguration, where God says again, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. Direct of God, the end of the Epiphany season before we get into Lent. It's only twice, these two times, Jesus' baptism and Transfiguration. Now, you can study many books about God. You can get information off the internet and get a bunch of information. You could read books or the Farmer's Almanac and anything you want to do. But today, God wants to make one thing perfectly clear. This is the most important thing above everything else you might learn or experience in your life. Is the one fact that God wants you to know without question. Jesus is my son. In other words, God is telling us, everything you want to say about me is Jesus. You want to know my heart? It's Jesus. Help me out here. If you want to know the will of God, Jesus. If you want to know how to treat one another, Jesus. Oh, come on. Jesus, come on. If you want to know how to forgive one another,
Jesus.
Yes. This is what God wants us to know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The way of life, the truth. You want to know, Pasa, what is truth? He's looking at the truth. Jesus. Life. You want to know life? Live in the power of Jesus. What God's will for us?
Jesus.
There. I think he's got it. He's got it. Jesus' baptism is his ordination, the beginning of his public ministry. And guess what? Your baptism is the beginning of your public ministry. Think about that. You were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You. Mary, I baptize you. Sue, I baptize you. Carol, I baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You are baptized, heaven is open for you. Separation of God. When you are baptized, the Holy Spirit came to you in your heart, your life. Things can't be different as you invite Christ into your heart and the Holy Spirit. And you are baptized, God said. Dick, David, Jim, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. With you, I am in all place. Think about who you are, who we are. We now have life now in Christ, and we have eternal life. We now have life now, and we are brothers and sisters with the Roman Catholics and the Baptists and Ethiopian Christians and Chinese Christians and Russian Christians. We have a family. Wow. Do we have an awesome God or what? How can we live this other than say thank you for this miracle of baptism? Help us know the gift of baptism in the Holy Spirit in our lives and help us to live that way. Boldly in your name. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.